Okay, this is a recording of a shiur, Parsha shiur on Zos HaBracha, that was given in West Orange in Congregation Or Torah, Rabbi Spivak Shul, on Leil Shmini Atzeres, and now I'm repeating it for the sake of recording. One of the most famous psukim in the Torah is pasuk in Parshas Zos HaBracha. Torah tzivolonu Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. That Torah that we were commanded by Moshe is an inheritance for the congregation of Yaakov. And it seems that this pasuk is not being mechadesh something of great magnitude. We all know that Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, that the Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Yet, in the course of this shiur, I'd like to explain what this pasuk is teaching us, a fundamental yesod. And in fact, the Gemara, on the second page in Sukkah, on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says, Tana Rabbanan, Katan Hayodeya Lananeya, Chayev Belulov, a katan that knows how to do the nanuim, he's chayv and lulav, and that's a famous word from the Briskerov that asks, why does he have to be on Nehel and Aneya? The mitzvah is not nanuim, that's an extra hider, but the actual mitzvah is just meda'ag bei nafik bei, is just picking up the dalav minim. Yet we see from here, says the Briskerov, that until he knows to do the mitzvah in its full, there's no chiyav chinuch. Okay, chayv betzitzis, litzatef, when he knows to wrap himself in the beged, then he's chayv betzitzis. Lishmor tefillin, when he could take care of his bodily needs and keep himself clean while he's putting on tefillin. So I have aviv lokech lo tefillin. Yodei ledaber, once he knows how to speak. Aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. His father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. Torah Mahi. Amrav Hanuna, Torah Tziva Lono Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. And Kriyashma Mahi Pasuk Rishon. So the first thing of Torah that a katan learns is this Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lono Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. So, in the course of the Shia, I'd like to developed this idea how this pasuk is not just a pasuk that he begins with and it's a famous pasuk, but rather perhaps a deep yesod that lies in this pasuk for being mechanech a person. The Yerushalmi on page 3 in Bava Basra on Perek Shmini Halacha Beis says, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Kol Mokom Shenemar Morasha Lashon Diha. That whenever the Torah uses the Lashon Morasha, it's the Lashon Diha, and the Pnei Moshe explains, Diha U Lashon Keha V'Sofik. It's a Lashon that represents unsurety, unclarity, something dubious, doubtful. It's not borer, it's not clear. Loshen morasha, loshen diha. So the Yerushalmi asked the question, Hasivun, we asked the question, Vaksiv, morasha kihilas Yaakov. Isn't there a pasuk that says, morasha kihilas Yaakov? And lechora, that is not, no suffix, that we're the inheritors of the Torah. So why does the Torah use the Lashon Morasha by the Torah if that's something that's not Diha, that's not Safik? So the Yerushalmi answers, Amar leis Diha sunagin minei. There's nothing more unclear than the Torah. Manduloihi mishkach kula. That the Torah in the beginning is very unclear. The first time you learn something, it's not as clear, You have to review it. And manduloi, but if you're, as the Pnei Moshe says, if you magyageya, if you work at it and keep back and forth again and again, then mashkachulu, then you'll understand it and it'll become clear. So the idea of Torah be called morasha is that idea that in the beginning it's unclear. Not that our inheritance is doubtful, but the clarity of the student in the beginning is perhaps not always clear, and it takes time. Torah is a process. And especially in this door, it's difficult because people want, Rav Chaim Zimmerman always used to say, people like to just press a button and get their instant whatever. They want instant knowledge, everything is instant. And that is the... perhaps problem to realize that Torah is a process, and in the beginning it's diha, it's unclear, and loi mishkachtula. This idea of the Yerushalmi is expanded upon the next page, in page 4, in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah. The Sefer Chanukas HaTorah is a classic Sefer written by the Rebbe Rav Heschel, who's one of the Rebbe of Beshach. And he quotes in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah the words of Chazal that say that Ilmolei Shomu Yisrael HaTorah Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Lo hayu mishachim. If Klal Yisrael, as we know, only heard the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and then they said it was too much for them, so then they asked that Moshe Rabbeinu be the intermediary, that Moshe should hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they should hear it from Moshe. So Chazal say, if they would have heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Torah would have been implanted in them and they wouldn't have forgotten it. But since they heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, it can be forgotten, it has to be reviewed, etc. So says the Rebbe Rav Heschel, that's pshat in the Pasuk. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, that we heard the Torah from Moshe, meaning Moshe as opposed to the Ribbono Shalom. So therefore, it's Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. So therefore, it's Loshon Diha. Therefore, it's unclear. And therefore, it requires review and explanation and discussion. And it's a process. It's not something that happens right away. It's not something that will be necessarily understood fully right away. Now, we have to understand, so is this something positive or not? The fact that we heard it from Moshe and not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's interesting, this whole discussion of whether we should hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from Moshe Rabbeinu is the psukim in Parshas Vaschanan, Perkei, Pasuk Chav Beis. We said, "Atal lama namus ki sochlen ha'esh ha'gedola." How could we hear it? We have to, and Klal Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Chavdal et krav atal shema is kol asher yomar Hashem va'at daber eleinu." We'll hear it from you. And at the end of the day, in Pasuk Perik Hey Pasuk Chaf Hey, the Ribbono Shalom says, "Hey tivu kol asher diberu," that it was a good thing. It was a good thing. And in fact, on page 13, in the Likutim of Oyev Yisrael, of Apta, he says that the reason Heitivu Kol Asher Diberu is because Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather, was impressed by Klal Yisrael's integrity. Sometimes people are not ready for something, and they still want to do it anyway. They're not ready for the higher level shir, or whatever it may be. and they still want to do it anyway. And Klal Yisrael will say, we're not ready to hear directly from the Baruch Hu. We need Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's it. And Hashem, you know, took that as a positive note. And the fact, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni Mishukos Pihu, Kitovim Dovecha Miyayin, the Medrash Rabbah on page 9, in Shir Hashirim, Parsha Aleph Pesuk Beis, says that when they heard Rav Nechemya Omar B'Shasha Shomu Yisrael Lo Yelecha, when they heard the first two dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nekar Milibam Yetzahara. The Yetzahara was eradicated. It made such a deep impression upon them that Yetzahara was eradicated. And then they came to Moshe and they said, it's too much for us, you should be the Shliach, because we think we'll die if we hear it from the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, it's too powerful. And so Moshe started telling them, and then the Yetzahara came back. And then they had regret. And they said, maybe we should hear it from Ribbono Shel Olam. Halavai Yishakeni Min Shikos Piyu. We should get the original kisses from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Moshe said to them, no, Ein Zu Achshav, this is not the time. Losi Lovo, Vasi Rosi Is Leva Evel Bimsarchem. And the idea being that Klal Yisrael chose this method to hear from the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to hear from the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. And that was ultimately was Torah, as the Rebbe Reb Heschel says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore it's Morasha. But that was a positive thing, because Torah needs to be Nikna Darga Darga with a process, going through it, understanding it. It's not something that you just get on a silver platter. It's something you have to think about and work through it, etc. And there's a very interesting Medrash Rabbah on page 11 in Parshas Emor, Parsha Lamed Beis, Simon Beis, Hitiv Asher Diberu, Chad Omar Hatova Katovas Neros, Chad Omar Hatova Katovas Ketoros. Hativu like the Hatovas Haneros, and which Alpashtus means that Hatovas Haneros means the cleaning of the menorah. The menorah had to be cleaned every day before it was relit. And that means that there has to be human input. It has to be worked on, and we have to make ourselves a Kli Kibul. And in the Sefer Shir Ma'on, on page 12, which is a Sefer, it's the back of the Torah Moshe of the Chasam Sofer. It's written by a grandson of the Chasam Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer. He says that perhaps the idea is that the menorah was lit and then it went out. So Kravato Ushma Shamanu Vasinu. Haina Katovas Neos Kolzman Shadolkim Irim, who had in Kolzman Shamdul Vneharsina, Hitivu Dvarim, Avomite, Vayolvam Zelahem, Diros Osikolayam, Hainu Lechem Olahem, Shuvul Lachem Lo Lechem, Shakaka Kam Shayubo Lechem, Saskubi, Inem Yerosi. So when, in other words, when Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai, so they were in a high madrega and they were had Yiras Hashem. But once they leave, it's very easy that they could lose that. So that's what Hashem is saying, Halavai, that they should have Yiras Hamayim even afterwards. But perhaps the idea is that if you get something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you didn't work on it, so even though you're not going to forget it, it's not going to really be part of you in the same way. And then he explains HaKatovas HaKatoris, that the Ketoris was one of the Samanim was Rechara, and it needed the influence of the others. And the idea being, you need to be together with other people. You need to put the input in. And that's the Heitivu, Asher Diberu. You can't just hear it from the Ribbono Shel Olam And it reminds me of in the Hakdamah to the Tzifra Tzniusa, it's brought that, I think it's from Rav Chaim Volozhin, if I'm not mistaken, that the Gra was learning, and he had difficulty in a certain passage, and a Malach was going to come down and teach it to him, and the Gra says, no, I can't hear it from a Malach, I have to work it out, I have to work it out myself. And that's what Torah is about. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's Torah Tzivonu Moshe. Through Moshe, that's the greater way. Then there's a very interesting Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which is also quoted in the context of this pasuk of Torah Tzivonu Moshe Marosh Akilos Yaakov. That's the Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Haskein Atzmuch Halol Bo Torah Sheini Rushalocha. And the Rabbi Yonah says, Losos Igenim Lo Tigaba. And there's a very interesting Gemara in Bav Metzia, page 16 here, on Pehe Amid Aleph. Amar Parnach Amar Vyochram, Kol Shu Talmichachum, Uvino Talmichachum, Ubembino Talmichachum, Shuv Ein Torah Posekis Mizaro. Whereas you have three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah will continue, and the Gemara says, "Amar Yimim Mikan VeElach Torah Machzeres Achsanya Shalom." Because Torah will come back to the place where it's familiar, since it's this family is three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, so the Torah is going to come back to that place, to that family. So there's a very interesting Maisa. I saw it quoted in the Sefer Mishal Avos. From the Sefer Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, which is a grandson of Rav Zelman Volozhin, the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhin. And the story is that the Shagas Aryeh once visited their house of Rav Chaim and Rav Zalman, visited their father. And Rav Chaim was around 14 at the time, and Rav Zalman was like six or seven. And they were talking to each other, and Rav Chaim asked his little brother, he says, how could it be that in Klal Yisrael there are people that are not Talmidei Chachamim, and they're not on the highest level? Doesn't the Gemara in Bava Metzia say if you have three generations the Torah of Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah is going to be Machzeres al Achsanya? So we had Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So since we have Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, the Torah should be Machzeres al Achsanya. So Rav Zalman answered, Machzeres Achsanya means like this. If a person normally goes to a certain hotel, so every summer he goes to that hotel, so he comes back to that hotel. But if one summer he's planning to go back to that hotel and they say we're booked or we're going out of business, so then he has to go someplace else. So the same thing, if you have a family who the Torah has always been in the family, the Torah is going to be accessible more to that family. But that doesn't mean that it's automatic. If the first says, I don't want to learn, so I'm closed to business, so he's not going to become an automatic Talmid Chacham. And that's what Rav Zalman answered his brother. This idea of the Yerushalmi also is discussed in the Sefer HaSufos Marachas by Rav Goldwicht, page 21 here, where he discusses that, you know, that the fact that the Torah in the beginning is diha, and then it becomes loy mashka chula, which is, means, and Rav Goldwicht Zatzal explains that Rosh Yeshiva Kambiyanda, that that's the integral important part of the process. At the beginning, it's nebulous, it's unclear, and then you work on it and it becomes clear. There's a very beautiful word in the Sfas Emes on Sukkos, page 23 here. Sfas Emes says, the Pasuk V'haftos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol modecha. Then the Pasuk V'ayu Advarim Ha'ela is Romeis, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and Shemini Atzeres. B'chol levavcha, that's Rosh Hashanah, and Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, where we serve Hashem Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. We try to get the Yetzer Hara to do tshuva. Kol nafshecha is Yom Kippur, v'nisem es nafshoseichem. Kol modecha is Sukkos, because that's the, well, modecha means all your money. Sukkos is the time where we leave our homes, we leave all our money, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Diras Arai. And then, v'yu hadvarim ha'ela, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, that's Shmini Atzeres. And so it comes out that this is the time to lay mashkach kula. Because if you learn and you don't put in that yigiyah, you just hear it and it, like you heard it from the Ribon Shel Olam, it's not going to stay with you. It's not going to change you as a person. And part of learning is that it sticks with you, part of you, your blood, and it changes your midos, it changes your mahus. And in fact, in the Sefer Yisro Bracha, in Zos HaBracha, that's by the Mozhitzer Rebbe, he says that we know that Klal Yisrael has three different names: Yaakov, Yisrael, and Yeshurun. Yaakov is the shame that we have on Rosh Hashanah, Tageid LeYaakov Dvarchoku Mishpat. Yom Kippur, where Yisrael, as the Gemara says in Yuma Peheim Beis, Ashrechem Yisrael, Fiat Mitar Mimitar Eschem. And at Sukkos, we're Yeshurun, as we say in the davening, Bincha Becharecha Hashem, Me Avoscha, Shehafto So, Umishim Simchoscha, Shesamachta Bo, Karasa Eshemo Yisrael V'Yeshurun. That when there's Simcha, there's Yeshurun. Because when there's Simcha, that's when the Torah, it becomes part of us. And it becomes part of us, then we become honest Yesharim. And then we're closest to God. Or Zaruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. When there's Simcha, that's when there's Yishrei Lev. And Zman Simchaseinu of Sukkos is when we're Yeshurim. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yud Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Tzadik Hashem Tztok HaZohev, Yashar Yechazu Paneimu. Only the Yesharim could see God. Meaning, only the Yesharim are... could go into Sukkah, because the Sukkah, as the Zohar says, represents Sila Dem Nemnusa, the shade of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's only if you learn Torah with Yegiya and working on it, and it's a process, then it becomes part of you. That's Shmini Atzeres. That changes the person. And that's what the Yisod of this Pasuk is, the first thing we teach a child, because it's the yisod of chinuch. That chinuch doesn't happen overnight. It's something, the loiba, in the beginning it's diha. Because Torah tziva lanu Moshe, as the Rebbe, Rev Heschel said, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that ultimately becomes more meaningful. Just like the Vilna Gaon didn't want to learn from the Malach, he wanted to work it through. Because you work it through, you make your own kinyan. And then it becomes part of you, and it changes you. You become from Yisrael to Yeshurun. You become a Yashar. You become Roy to be in the Tzel Hashchina, to sit in the Sukkah, to be carved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. This pasuk is telling us a deep idea. That Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and ultimately, Ribon Shalom was masking. Heitiva Asher Diberu. Because it's Katovas HaNeiros. It's something that we have to work on, like cleaning out the menorah, or the Ketores, which means that all the Samanim come together, means that Torah is Nikna through a Chabura, through Dibu Chaverim, going back and forth and understanding and thinking and questioning and asking, not just taking notes like a lecture. It's a process. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And it's Hazorim Bedima Berino Yitzoru. In the beginning it could be difficult, but Berino Yitzoru. And that's the ultimate goal that we have as we stand here in Leil Shmini Atzeres, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And then it becomes something beautiful, something clear. It's our Yegiya, our Amala, and that hopefully will be Mekuyam, the Pasuk, Vayu HaDvorim Ma'ela, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha, Yom Al Vavecha. It'll be on our hearts, and it'll change us from Yaakov to Israel to Yeshurun, and then we can be zocher to full for the kiyum haposuk, to be on the madrig of Tehillim Yud Aleph Zayin, Ki Tzadik Hashem Tzadok Osohev Yosher Yechzu Paneimo.
I don't want to press anything with this. Okay. I'm going to use the bathroom.